slinky shoes in years.
I was 6 when I got my first pair. 7 when we bought the new ceiling.
Boy, you seem awfully chipper today, sir.
Well, it's hard to deny the spring in my step, ain't it, Mac Muffin?
What'd you do? Win the lottery?
Better.
Mel Torme finally signed your adoption paper?
Those bean counters in accounting have seen fit to grant my request for a personal assistant.
Hey, super. Now you can have help with your stuff.
Right. Someone to handle the filing and the correspondence. Somebody to do the case research.
Someone to scrape the scum off your sea monkey bowl.
Hey, there are no small jobs, only small people.
Hello.
As if by example.
Problem, Dan?
Women.
So who was it last night? The Soviet gymnast?
The farmer's daughter?
One of those rubber-jointed ladies from the freak shows who like to be handcuffed and twirled around by their ponytails screaming for mercy till they black out? What?
Well, have you know I spent last evening in the company of a lady?
What's the matter? Her owner whistle for?
Rita was perfect, intelligent, bright, a wonderful conversationalist.
So what's the problem?
Dan! A temporary bout of impotence is nothing to get worried about. I forgot about it. Why don't you?
Let's face it, Harry. I'm all washed up.
Come on, Dan. So you...
Say it.
You...
Come on, man. Say it.
You had a little trouble launching the old love boat.
We are talking stuck in dry dock, Harry.
Have you seen a doctor?
Yeah, on my way in, he ran some tests. He said it's probably tension. I have been worrying about that job interview lately.
Well, yeah, I forgot about that. Have you heard back from those people?
Tomorrow night, I'm supposed to have dinner with one of the senior partners.
Well, that's probably it. Come on, Dan. You can't let this get to you. Come on. Every red-blooded American male has had to face this problem at one time or another in his life.
Has it ever happened to you?
Hell no.
Knock, knock.
You guys ready to do it?
Some more than others.
You know, I'm really glad that my personal life is now everybody's business.
Hey, don't get testy with me just because your Dow Jones average hit a slump.
Dan, you know there are several books written on this subject that might be of some help to you.
Such as?
Well, The Little Engine That Could.
This happens to every guy sooner or later.
Has it ever happened to you?
Hell no!
Excuse me.
Hell no! Pardon me, sir. Your new assistant is here.
Oh!
Am I in yet?
Harry, she's blind.
Ooh, who's the genius who figured that out? My cane, glasses. I think we got a real rocket scientist here. This thing got a head on it?
Hey, that's funny.
Hi, I'm Judge Harry Stone. I've really been looking forward to meeting you.
Don't get out much, do you?
Hi, I'm Christine Sullivan, and I think it's inspiring to see someone overcome a physical challenge.
Ooh, who's this? The missing Osmond? Grizzly on a moped is physically challenged. Lady.
I'm blind!
Want to know what it's like to live in the dark? There. How do you like it?
Please, no more.
Okay. Now listen up, because I'm only going to say this once. My name is Joy Buscalia. I touch type 60 words a minute, take dictation from transcription, and I'm fastest in the building at the Xerox machine. I don't have to close the lid. Now, we're going to have a few ground rules around here. One, we don't move the furniture around. Two, no sneaking up on me. And three, I don't like chit-chat. Do not ask how I am. I'm blind! That's how I am. Ooh, I'm also hungry. So if anybody wants me, I'll be on my break. Mac! Take me to the cafeteria. I want to sniff some entrees.
She seems nice.
Another senseless, slinky, shoe-related accident.
Sir, may I ask you a question about Joy?
Sure.
Can I kill her?
Now, Mac, I know she's a little abrasive, but...
She felt up my lunch, Harry.
She what?
She wanted to know if the corned beef was lean, so she pawed it. Nobody gropes my Reuben.
You're on Love Talk with Dr. Lucy. Who's this?
Hello, Dr. Lucy. This is Seymour from Queens.
Yeah, I have a question about impotency. Uh-oh. Gotta go, Dr. Lucy.
Sir, do you think Dan's gonna be all right?
Well, he's getting advice from the finest medical experts in the field. Yesterday, he was smearing them on his chest. Oh, Joy.
Judge Stone, just the man I was groping for. This chunk has got to go if I'm going to be working here.
Are you referring to my trinkets?
I'm referring to your crap. Sullivan!
Yes, right here.
Your phone messages.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me, these are in Braille.
Your father wants to know why you're avoiding them? Your singles club canceled the hayride because everybody else thought it was stupid. And some twerp named Rod phoned and said he can't wait to see his lammy cakes for some smoochy pie.
Gee, thanks.
Excuse me, anything for me?
Yeah, your doctor phoned and said your tests came out negative.
Are you sure?
Hey, it's a poor musician who blames his instrument. We got more sunshine to spread.
Porcupine!
Hello.
You happy?
I'm Tony Corbin. From Corbin, Fulton, and Nordhoff, you applied for a job with us.
Oh, yeah. Hi. That wasn't your fault. You never know when you're going to get a bad one. Bad oyster. Bad oyster. I picked a very nice restaurant nearby here for the interview.
Actually, I'd rather conduct the interview at my office.
Oh, yeah, sure. No problem, whatever. I've already had dinner. I can't wait to show you my list of references.
That won't be necessary.
Not necessary? Am I still being considered for the position?
Oh, I'd say you're being considered for several positions. Are you all right?
Oh, fine, yeah, fine. Oh, the silly goose that I am. It sounded sort of like you were making a sexual proposition.
You're a quick study, Fielding.
I are?
That's a point in your favor. Meet me here in 20 minutes. And be ready to show me some class action.
Hey, Roz, this is my pal Hal Howard. He's a psychologist.
Mmm. Is that corned beef?
Everybody just keep your damn hands off my sandwich.
It's been a tough day for Roz and her lunch meat. Doc, I want to talk to you about this blind girl. Now, I'm afraid I've got to fire her. I hate to do it, but hell, keeping her on, that'd be like burning my face with a huge disfiguring blowtorch and pretending it don't hurt.
To paraphrase Freud.
We all feel just horrible about it.
Yay! I fixed the slinky shoes! I fixed the slinky shoes!
You must be very proud. Look, Carrie, didn't she do a nice job?
Thanks, Miss Sullivan. Did you talk to Joy's former supervisors yet?
Yes.
And?
Well, so far, Joy's the girl most likely to be offered in a hostage swap. Oh, also, I found out something interesting. She's only been blind for 4 years. Some sort of accident.
What?
Sounds like a classic case of displaced anger. I mean, this bitterness could just be a symptom that she hasn't worked through the trauma of being robbed of her sight.
Well, how's she going to react to being fired?
Oh, that depends on several factors. Does she own a gun?
Like it?
Oh, do you know what I would do to have an office like this?
Well, let's find out, shall we? Steely Dan.
Look, a fireplace. That's great. And a refrigerator. Keeps the hot side hot and the cold side cold.
Why aren't you over here? On the hot side.
Believe me, most of me wants to be.
Well, what do you think?
I think I can see the Ferenzano Bridge from here. Do you know that is the longest single span in the world?
Dan, come. I want you to make windows rattle in New Jersey.
Okay, be back in an hour.
Dan!
Wait, hold it. Look, I can't explain it now, but there's something about me that's a little off.
Say, you aren't one of those sickos you hear on the radio call-in shows.
Oh, no. Not me. It's just that I would really like to discuss the job.
And I'd like to discuss that story I heard about you and the stewardesses on the baggage carousel.
Ah, that was just a little layover. My resume.
You want to talk resumes? Others are much more qualified than you.
I know that, but wait a minute. Who's more qualified than I am?
Everybody.
Hold on a second. Wait. You telling me that my skills as an attorney have nothing to do with me being here?
Yes. Now help me get this thing off.
Whoa. Put it back in neutral a second, sister. You know what? You want to call me in here, play your little bedroom games, take shots at my manhood? That's fine. I get that all the time. All right, listen, I will admit that I couldn't afford some snooty Ivy League education. You know, but when you get your degree from the Bayou Academy of Law and Agriculture, you learn something more. A fighting sow belly has to work for what he wants. Can't be afraid to get your snout dirty. You know what? I live the law every day. In the courthouses and the jails of New York City. I may have barf in my cuffs when I get home at night. But that's the way I like it. That's why I have the highest conviction rate of any DA in this city. And that's why I have the lowest percentage of overturned cases. And that's why you can say whatever you want to about my manhood. But nobody, lady, nobody can touch Dan Fielding in a court of law. Or for that matter, anywhere else.
You mean?
I mean, hold on to your Dixie cups, babe. The South shall rise again!
You know what really gnaws at my gut, Miss Sullivan?
What's that, sir?
How am I going to fire Joy without just completely crushing her?
Oh, I think she can handle it, sir.
All right, she's a little crusty, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't have feelings.
I just heard the greatest bus crash outside.
You're right, sir. She is a sensitive soul.
Is that your cologne? Or are you delivering soap cakes to the urinals?
Good luck, sir.
So?
Joy, here, have a seat. Joy, I've got something to say to you, and I'm afraid it's not going to be easy.
Well, spit it out.
I'm afraid I've got to let you go.
You what?
Now, I want you to know that your office skills are terrific. I mean, the couple of days that you've been here, you've really gotten the place organized. My correspondence is all up to date. My files look great. And boy, I could bring down a charging rhino with one of these pencils.
So I did a good job, and now you're going to fire me?
It's not the job, Joy. It's your attitude. Now, I know you've had a rough time of it. In fact, I've talked to a psychologist friend, and he's willing to try to get you into his encounter group. If that's a burden on you financially, I'll help you out of my own pocket. My point is that even though this didn't work out, if there's anything I can do for you, I'm here.
I trashed your armadillo.
What?
You heard me? That armored rat of yours is now sucking swill in the bottom of a dumpster.
Clarence? He's in a dumpster?
And you can take your encounter group and roll it into a ball and stick it in your mail chute.
Clarence!
Pencil neck geek!
Hello, Judge Stone. I'm Cooper from Personnel.
Well, if it isn't the polyester pimpernel.
My, aren't we cheery today. I have Miss Muscalia's transfer papers.
Hey, I'd love to stay in schmooze, but I can tell you two civic giants want to be alone. Maybe you can rub your skulls together and come up with a thought or something. Later.
You know, it's too bad we don't burn people at the stake anymore.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe none of us can really understand how that accident affected Joy emotionally.
Actually, it's made a big improvement.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, before the accident, she was really obnoxious. She's improved quite a bit.
How so?
Well, she stopped biting, for one.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that that woman was born nasty?
I've got rhythms. I've got... I've got... Who could ask for anything more?
And that was... Oh, that was...
Volcanic. We aim to please. Toss me my other shoe.
Do you have to leave just now?
Yep, dinner break's over. Got places to go, people to jail.
It's gonna be fabulous having you around. If the furniture holds up.
Alas, we will never know.
What do you mean?
What I mean is... good luck in finding a new attorney.
Ciao, baby.
Hold on. You're turning down a six-figure salary and a boss who's willing to work with you? Pro bono.
Well, you see, the point is, I didn't spend 8 years in the DA's office just to become somebody's high-priced office gigolo. Oh, and, when you think of this night, and you will, suffer.
Hey, Dan. Did you get the job?
Nope.
Well, I'm sorry. All the same, it would have been a shame to lose you.
Thank you, Harry.
What happened?
The desks were cramped. You know those disgusting animalistic urges I used to torment you with?
Yes.
They're back.
Be right back, Harry. I'm taking Joy down to personnel.
Okay, well.
I know there's been some problems these past few days, and there's been some misunderstandings, but just to leave on the right note.
How do I do it?
So, Curly, dinner tomorrow, my place?
You bet. What should I wear?
I'm blind, remember? Wear a car cover for all I care.
Paul, are you dating Joy?
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't mean to be a Budinsky, but are you sure it's not just pity?
No. I think she really likes me.
And gives you something to think about.
It's scary to think that we live in a country where anybody can just walk up to a counter and purchase meat.
That's something to think about.